That's four tefachim wide. Yishno it's mati b'churba. Means the churba means a house, a haunted house, that all the four walls are like broken down. But could be the beams are standing up there. If you have a beam going straight across, now that top beam itself is four tefachim wide, he holds you a lot of carry underneath the beam. Why are you allowed to carry underneath the beam? Because we say, Pitikwa, you have to face them on all four sides of the beam. We look like that's called a roof. The halacha, a roof has to be at least four tefachim wide. Once you have a beam on top, four tefachim wide, on all four sides, we look as if it comes down and you're allowed to carry underneath it. Is Kaira Mat Dalad Mate Bechurba? Rab Nachman Amar Rabba Varavua, Kaira Dalad Mate B'mayim. He also knows only by Mayim is it Mutter. Is Lechura Mani. Who do they go like? Lach Lishna Diyarmat B'yesa Loi Pligi. Of his Zoy B'yesev Divri Hakol. But the first sheet that holds that if it's only 10 amas wide, according to everybody, by so as you say, Pitikra, it goes according to everybody. Lach Lishna Diyarmat B'yesev Pligi. No, the Machlekes is by 10. And I'll tell you, Karav. Then we have to go according to Rav. Hey, the second sheet is. The second sheet was Kipligi B'yesev M'yesev. Now, Yavika the Armif Keb, Yeser, Miesa, Kuliam, Le Pligi, Pligi, Yeser. That more than Esther you don't say, Machlek is by 10. So if you learn the Machlek is only by 10, here also it's only talking about with 10 Amis wide. If you learn the Machlek is, if you learn it's talking about more than 10 Amis here, then it has to go according to the first Lushin, that Rav holds, even though it's wider than 10, still you say, Pitikra Yerud Vesleisim. Dear Yakul, Ach Lishta the Armif Biesa Pligi, but the second Lushin says, Don't Machlek is only by 10, then Kirav, he can only go according to Rav. The second lashon was the chumrah. That once it's wider than 10 amis, according to nobody, you say pitikra on all four sides. But only when it's only 10 amis, then you do say. This goes according to Rav that you do say it. So the mar lechura lema abayev arava beplukta the Rav and Shmuel kemiflugi. Let's say the machlokes abayev arava is told the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The yitma we learned. Sichech agavi achsadra. If you want to make a sukkah, and you put the schach on top of an achsadra. This porch is talking about you have two walls, two adjacent walls. Sheyesh lo psimim. And now at the adjacent walls, at the end of the walls, there's a tefach sticking out. That makes that the third wall. You have like the doorpost there, a tefach sticking out. Sheyesh lo psimim. There's a doorpost, there's another tefach sticking out. It's ksheira. That's kosher for sukkah. Because the halacha of a sukkah is you have to have three walls. Two walls have to be kilchosa. And the third wall could even be a tefach. There you have the tefach sticking out, that's the third wall. What about Ein Lo Psimim? You only have two adjacent walls, no third wall at all. And on top of these two walls you put the schach, is Abaye Wamek Shera. Abaye says such a sukkah is kosher. You know why? Because the schach we say pitikra, you're the seisim. With the schach alone you can say pitikra to make a fourth wall, a third and fourth wall. For Rava Rama Psula, Rava holds his potter, it's possible, sukkah is kosher, possible. Abaye Rama Ksher, Abaye says it's kosher, Oma Pitikur Yervisaisim. We say Pitikur Yervisaisim. So it could be a Tlav Davka the Schach. It's talking about Yetzam Achsadri is made that way. An Achsadri is a porch, or here it has two walls, but there are beams going straight across. Like there is like a box shape on top of the Achsadrum. So you have this box shape, and the box, each beam going across, is four tefachim wide. So since you have a wide beam of four tefachim going all along to make a box on top, therefore we say pitikra on all four sides. Here you only have to say it on two sides. On two sides we say pitikra, you're the seisim, therefore you have the four walls, therefore you put the kosher schach on top of this, it's kosher. That's pshat according to Abaye. Abaye omek sheirom. Oma pitikra, you're the seisim. Rava Rama Psula, Rava says, no, this sukkah is possible. Why? Lo yama pitikra yervisaisim. Since it's two opposite walls that you don't have, and like we said, the rabbin can walk through it, so when you have two opposite walls that are blank, there's a passageway, then you don't say pitikra yervisaisim. That's Rava Shita. So who you see is the machlekes, the bayev Rava, the same machlekes, Rabbin Shmuel, if you say pitikra yervisaisim or not. Rava Rama Psula, in the pitikra yervisaisim. The more lame luchura abaye karav, Abaye that says you do say pitikra holds like Rav. Rav says a chsadri bebikra, is you allowed to carry underneath it? Because you say pitikra on all four sides. For Rav it's Shmuel. And Rav that says you don't say pitikra, the Kura goes according to Shmuel. So of course I miss a mud nazach to say that two Amaroyim arguing the same machlekes. So tomorrow no. Aliba de Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that you don't say pitikra, kuliyam olay pligi. Everybody holds there's no machlekes. Shmuel holds you don't say pitikra. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes aliba de Rav? Machlekes says aliba de Rav that Rav said you do say pitikra. Rav says if you have this open porch
in the middle of a valley, even though there are no mechitzas at all, but since you have the roof on top of it, with the roof alone, we make mechitzas saying pitikriyor v'soysim. That was Rav Shita. Because the machlek is according to Rav now. Abaye k'Rav. True, Abaye also holds like Rav. Abaye says, v'ilchasukka, the same halacha. If you have this porch that has the top roof to it, or at least it has beams going straight across, that the beams are wide for tzvachim, so at the end of the beam we could say pitikru yard v'saisim, that to make the third and fourth wall. For Rava, why does Rava say the sukkah is kosher? For Rava says like this, at kan loy koma Rav hosim elo, tahani mechitzas le'achsad ravidi. Rav only says it that the walls there were made for the purpose of the achsadra. It was made for the purpose of the porch. That's why they made those walls. That's why they made the beams across. The beams were made for the purpose of the porch. Like he wanted to put a roof on top of the porch. So therefore those beams were for the purpose of the porch. That's why we say pitikra over there. But here these walls were not made l'shem sukkah. Trashi lav l'sukkah, l'shem sukkah. Afagad leboye mechitzes l'shmon, abakulihai miyo lemeklinim. We're not making so much. Since when you put up those beams, you made the achsadria, metchila you didn't think you could make a sukkah there. Metchila you thought it's going to be some an open porch. So when you made the porch, true, you put the beams across on top of the porch. So if you want to be matzor at our porch, the beams are put there for the purpose of the porch, we do say pitikri yard v'saisin. Rava just argues if now you want to change this porch into a sukkah. So for a sukkah, when they put the beams on top, they didn't put it there l'shem sukkah. That's Rashi says the Chiddush. Even though you don't have to make the walls l'shem sukkah, but I call upon him to give it a shame pitikra, that pitikra should be kosher for the sukkah, the beams that are going across, that four tvachim wide beam that's going across from one side to the other side, had it been put in l'shem sukkah. Then we say pitikra according to Rava. But here by the porch, since the beams were not put l'shem sukkah, the beams were only put there for the porch, so the first machlok is here, Rav is murdered to Rav Takam. That if they have a porch, if you want to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos, you are allowed to carry under the porch, Vilcha Shabbos. Because Vilcha Shabbos, we do say particularly Yerg V'Soysim. Rav only argues that Vilcha Sukkah is no good. Vilcha Sukkah, you only say particularly Yerg V'Soysim if the beans were put in the same Sukkah. And now this, Abaye says there's no chilek. You don't have to make the beans the same Sukkah. Therefore, since Lamaisa, you have beams going across on top, and those beams are four tefachim wide, we could say pitikri yard v'saisim, therefore it's kosher even for sukkah. Right, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi yoyme im mutarim. Rabbi Yossi argued and says, and when these walls cave down on this Shabbos, he says, Alosh monashach, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, it has to be mutter for next Shabbos. And if it's also for next Shabbos, it has to be also for this Shabbos. The Mori Boilihu, Rabbi Yossi lesser, Rabbi Yossi mean to say, just like it's also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos also. Oyla Hatir, maybe means to say no. Just like you're telling me it's Mutter this Shabbos, maybe means to say it's Mutter next Shabbos also. Rashesh is a Rashesh Chita lesser. Havad Rabbi Yossi means to be Machmir. Vechein Rabbi Yechon lesser. That Rabbi Yossi means to be Machmir. And Tanya Namioch, we learn like this also in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi says like this for favor. Rabbi Yossi speaks out. Rabbi Yossi, Kishem Shasurim Lossa Lovely. Just for next Shabbos, you can't carry in this mavli, or you can't carry in this house, or you can't carry in this chutzar. Since there's a pirtzah here, you don't have four walls. It's just like it's also next Shabbos, kachasur l'yesa Shabbos. Who I did, it's also for the Shabbos. And we don't say when mechitzas fall down, kivon shutra hutra. We don't say since the beginning of Shabbos, you had four walls, it was mutter, the hector still remains. No. Now that the fourth wall caves in, you don't have a fourth wall anymore, you can't carry the Shabbos. Itmar Rav Chiya Rav Yosef. Omar, halacha k'Rav Yosi. We take a paskin l'chumul like Rav Yosi. O Shmuel lo malacha k'Rav Yehuda. Shmuel says no, halacha k'Rav Yehuda let Tanakama. Then it's mutter. We say kivon shutra hutra. For the Gemara, mi Omar Shmuel hachi. Is it true that Shmuel said l'kula? The Yotanan. Omar Rav Yehuda. Yehuda said, "B'med devar mamurim b'rubit chumim. When are we makel if it stops in the middle of Shabbos only by rubit chumim? Our b'rubit chaseris." No, this is a different halacha. When do we say you can't do shleimi dait if you didn't ask him? You can't make a tchum near a rubit chumim for somebody without asking him. That's only by rubit chumim because it's a choif. Make a test. The person wants to walk to Mizrach to the east side. Maybe he wants to walk to the west side. So you don't know which side he wants to walk. You can't make an erev unless you ask him. Abel by rubit chaseris. But if you have somebody living in the chotzer, and you didn't ask him, you want to make an error for him, that he should be allowed to carry out to his house into the chotzer, is a lochem arvin bein ladas bein shle ladas. Whether you ask the person, or you didn't ask for the person, still you're allowed to make an error for him.
Why? The fish is zochim the yodim shleim achonif. Since it's a schus, he's only gaining on the deal. He'll have a hetter now. He'll be allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So since it's a hetter for him, it's a schus. Pshitul zochim the yodim allowed to do something for somebody without asking him shleim achonif. Aber v'yein chavin shleim achonif. V'yein chavin shleim achonif. He can't make a choy do something bad for somebody without asking him. So Rubit Chumim is called something bad, because who says he wants to walk Mizrach, maybe would rather go the opposite side. So if a Rubit Chumim, to give him a hetter to walk one way, and not the other way, you have to ask him first. The Yomar Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmuel, Yehuda, so the name of Shmuel, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, V'lo Yoid, Ella, not only here, Ella Kol Mokim, Shon Rabbi Yehuda, B'Ervin, anytime Rabbi Yehuda said Halachic, Hilchas Ervin, Halachic Kemoisei, which I can pass like him. Now, v'yomer Rav Chonim begira tot l'Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, afilu b'movi shenitel karosai. Do you also pass like Rav Yehuda, even in our Mishnah, in a case where the movi, where the kura fell down in the middle of Shabbos, or the lechi came down, that it's still mutter to carry the rest of the Shabbos? V'yomalei, and he answered back, Shmuel himself answered back, no. The Ervin amat l'chob. I'm only matter in the case in Hilchas Ervin, knows where the mechitzis you have four mechitzis. It's only a question of making an Erev. Aber v'lei the mechitzis. But in our Mishnah, where the Mechitzas cave down, then even Shmuel is Moida. We don't say Kivun Shut Hutro, that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yosi, that now that the Mechitzas fell down, you can't carry. Om Ravonin, Ludi Mepharshele Menei, Shmuel, Kan Shenifras on the Carmelis, Kan Shenifras with Shus Rabin. Ravonin gives another terrace. There's no stira. Shmuel Taika said both halachis. One case he takes a pass like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and one case he takes a pass like Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. It depends where your house opened up to. If your house only opened up into a Carmelis, then it's only Nisim of the Rabbanon, so it's only Yosim of the Rabbanon, then we'll make it to say, since at the beginning of Shabbos you had the Mechitzis, you're still allowed to carry. Oh, Bekan, Shinifas, Lushus Rabbin. Where it opened up to Rishus Rabbin, then we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Then it's a Shiloh of an Issa Diraisa. It looks like it's near the Rishus Rabbin, so we're afraid to come to carry out to Rishus Rabbin. There were Machma to say, now that the walls fell down, you can't carry further. It's not also to carry further. Let's just see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, Haboina Aliyah Agabishnei Batim. Somebody has two houses, and on top of the two houses, he builds a second story. He builds a third house on top of two houses. V'chein Gishorim, who are then if you have a bridge? Hamafoloshim that are open on two sides of the bridge. It's open. Is alocha metaltan tachtein b'shabbes underneath the bridge or underneath this house that's built? There you have two houses, and then on top of it, what he called this here, on top of it, you have a third house. But underneath the middle house, there's an area there. There is like you like building blocks like this here. It's here. Part of the house is on this house. Part on this house. But underneath it is an open area. You're allowed to carry underneath the house. You're still allowed to carry. That's called the Rishus Yochid. Just like if you have a bridge going straight across, underneath the bridge you're allowed to carry. Well, soon see, because you say Pitikra on both sides, so it's called Rishus Yochid underneath it. Who are in this house that's on top of two side houses? Underneath this house you're allowed to carry. B'Shabbes. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chachamim Oysim. The Chachamim say, no, you're not allowed to carry under this house. Since there are only two walls, then the other two walls are not there, you can't carry. V'yoydam Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvin l'movi ha'mafulish, you're allowed to make an ervin for a movi that's mafulish, even though it's open on two sides. V'chol moysim, the chol said nothing doing. Since it's open on two sides, it's called the Rishus Rabbim. And this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitas, Rabbi Yehuda always holds that with two mechitzis alone, makes it into Rishus Yochid. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two walls, that's the Rishus Yochid mediraisa, so you're allowed to make an erev, means just make an erev for the fourth wall. For the third or fourth side. Rashi's hoil vikishte mechitzas here. So the Omar Rabba, loy time don't think the pshat now the ratio Rabbi Yehuda is mishum the kosovar. Days mechitzas the right some because Rabbi Yehuda shit there is that were two walls alone. Me the right is called rishus yochid. Ela mishum the kosovar pitiku yard v'soysin. Now the pshat Rabbi Yehuda is when you have the bridge or you have the house on top, underneath the house it's mutter to carry because you say pitiku on both sides. Who are then underneath the bridge, you say pitikra on both sides. But not because two walls alone is a Rishus Yochid. But the more Eisvi, I have a kashra in you. Eisvi Abayim. We had a mom, Yeser Malkain, Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger Kiddush. More than this, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mish Yeshloi Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidu Shus Rabin. Somebody owns two houses on the two sides of Rishus Rabin. You own this house here on this side of Beverly, and the other side you also own on the other side of Beverly. Is Alocha Oisa Lechem Mikan Lechem Mikan. If you want to carry from this house across Beverly to the other house, all you have to do is just put a Lechi on one side and a Lechi on the other side. Oi Kuri Mikan Vakuri Mikan. V'naisa V'naisa B'Yensa. And you're allowed to carry from one house across Beverly to the other side. That's the Yudishita.
Omruloid, the Rabbanan told back to Yehuda, no, Ein Marvim Rishus Rabban Mekach, what kind of business is this? It's still called Rishus Rabban here. You only have two walls. Two walls is nothing. Still the Rabban is walking straight through. You can't make a heter with a lechi v'kaira through Rishus Rabban. Om Malay. So the Chur, what do you see from here? That if Yehuda Shri 3 is two walls, make it Rishus Yochid. And the Maramalai Yitzhaka true. Mehein. From this case, you have a raya. We have Yud holds two walls that Rishus Yochid. Of a Mehil Lekala Mashna Minor. But just saying from our Mishnah, from the bridge to under the house, you have no raya. It could be the reason why it's Mutter to carry under the bridge and under the house, because you say Pitikra, therefore it's like you have four walls. Omer Rav Ashi Masnitzin Namidek, our Mishnah is also Ryan. Midiktoni V'yoidom Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah says another Chiddush, that Marvin B'movi I'm a foolish. You can make an error even though Movi only has two walls. V'chom Mois, V'chom said, no, you can't do that. But this is another Chiddush. Is the young Bishleim, if you tell me Bishleim Mishum the Kosovam, Pitik Yard V'soysin, if the ratio of the Mishnah the Heter is, because you say Pitik Yard V'soysin, Abizai Hain Adiktoni V'yoid. That's why the next part of the Mishnah says a bigger Chiddush. Now there's no Heter Pitikro, it's done because two walls is Rishus Yochid. But if you can tell me even the first part of the Mishnah also is only mutter because if Yudah Shitter is two walls is Rishus Yochid, but they write some, my Biyoid, what's if Yudah saying in the Mishnah? Another Chiddush, Shema Amina, from Eretz Araya, that the first Chiddush in the Mishnah has nothing to do with two walls. That's a Chiddush, you say, Pitikram, the sides of the bridge, the roof of the bridge comes down. There are four walls. Just the safe of the Mishnah is a Chiddush, that a Movim of Foolish only has two walls. Still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's called the Rishus Yochid, that you're allowed to have the tikkunim of a kair of a lechi, even though it's open on two sides. So what? If Yehuda Shitter is, two walls make a Rishus Yochid. On this, a Chum argument say no, you need at least three walls to make a Rishus Yochid. With two walls, it's still called the Rishus Rabin. Hadron Alecha Kol Gagas. Stop here.
Yeah, new parak here. The tzaddikei and aleph. Hamoitzi tefillin. If somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos in the street, you find tefillin in the middle of the street on Shabbos. He's alocho machnison zug zug. You're allowed to wear them, put them on, and wear them, take them back home, zug zug, a pair at a time. One shall yad, one shall rosh. Put them on in the street and walk home with them. Take them off in your house and then go out again. And if there are more tefillin there, bring them home. Like Rashi says, Hamoitzi tefillin besodeh b'mokim shenovodin. You find this tefillin in the streets that your friend will get lost there. It's a mokim bezoyin there. So the Rabbanim will make all that machnisin l'ir l'bayis. You're allowed to carry them, wear them home to bring it into the city, into the house. Zug zug, what does that mean? Echad b'roish v'echad b'zroya. One on top of your head and one on your hands. V'hainu zug, that's a loshen zug, like a mate, two together. The same way you wear in the middle of the weekday. You wear shoyad and shorosh. Then v'choyze tomit, go back after you take it off in your house. Take one after another pair, till you finally bring in all the pair of tefillins that you find outside in the street. But you're going to wear one pair at a time. He holds no. You're allowed to put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. Two shoroshes and two shoyads at the same time, and carry them home. So the Mar B'medivar Mamurim, when are we mako that you carry, wear the tefillin home? The Yishonis. Only if the tefillin are old. So Rashi learns old means, the Rashi shenikir akesher, it's nikir that there's a knot on the ritzuis. Also kimin shakai, that's made where you see the shin and the dalet and the yud. Then we say the vadai tefillin hain, that this pair is for sure a pair of tefillin. The yesh behen kedusha, and it has kedusha because they are parshias inside them. The also lanichem bebizoyim. You're not allowed to leave them out in the street bebizoyim. Therefore, there's a heter to wear them home on Shabbos. Mashenkin bechadoshes. Let's say you find a very new pair, then potter. Then you don't have a right to take them home because we have a suffix. Maybe it's only a kimeya. Your rush is only an ornament. Rashim avol bechadoshes potter malach nisan duma kimeya hein va'alma. V'yein ben kedusha, ela benasin kilchosam aina l'shmon. Tefillin only as kedusha was made l'shmon with the right pashias, but it's only l'kemeya that you make an ornament for refuah. That's something that heals you. So you're not, even if you have the pashias written there, it wasn't written l'shem kedusha's tefillin. It was written only for refuah. It has no kedusha on it. Therefore, if you find a new pair, we have to have a suffix. Maybe it's only kemeya, and you're not allowed to bring it home. But the mice.
La Aloch, it's brought down that about it today, even new pairs also you'll have to carry a wear home, because the Zman Hazeh, it's not Shechiyach to have any Kameis, and it's Nikki Klaw, that's Nikker, even new pairs of Tefillin have its Kesher on it already. You have the Ritzuas, you have the knots in the back of the Sharush, so it's Nikki Klaw, the Zman Hazeh, that's a pair of Tefillin. Therefore, you find that wear them home. So the Mishnah, Motzon Tzivosam, you find like a pair tied together. Or else a few pairs of tefillin tied together. A lot of pairs tied together. So we'll see in the Gemara, but the Chor of Pshat is, if you go back and forth a whole day trying to carry one pair at a time, you won't finish the job. There are so many tefillin there, it'll take you more than a day's time to wear them home one at a time. So in such a case, is machshech aleihem. You're supposed to wait there then. Just stay with them there in the field, in the sodah, wherever you found it, and wait there till at night time. And then at night time, you'll pick up the whole bundle and carry them home. Or mevi'in. And then you'll bring them home at night time. But since it's not kedai to travel a whole Shabbos back and forth wearing them home, you won't finish anyway by the time it's the end of Shabbos. So you might as well just wait there with them, and at the Moitzoy Shabbos, you'll carry them home. So the Mishnah